Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim Mishnayos Machshirim, the Shir Shebilul Nishmas Lisha Chanina Ben HaRav Aharon Avram, and Lila Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel Ephraim Ben Shmuel and Rabbi Yoel Ben Rav Pinchas Halevi. We are in the middle of the Mishnah and Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. It says that if, talking about Dine Bittel Barov, so it says, Meshvichus Sheyardu Alein Megishamim, if you have wastewater, which is impure, you have rainwater, which is pure, so the Meshvichos Sheyardu Alein, on which fell Megishamim, rainwater fell on the wastewater, the Tamei water, Imroiv Menat Tamei Tamei, you go after the Rov. In Rov Menat Tar Tar, if it's Rov Tame, it's Tame. And if it's Rov Tar, it's Tar. Mechtze le Mechtze Tame. And if it's 50-50, it's Tame. A Masai Bizman Shekadmu Me Shvichus. When are these laws applicable? When the wastewater came first and the rain fell onto it. But Aval Im Kadmu Me Gishamim Afilu Kol Shehen le Me Shvichus Tame. But if the rainwater came first, the mixture is impure, even if it was a trace amount, only a little bit of Mei Shvichus is going to be Metame, the Mei Gishamim. The Kahati brings the Tiferes Yisrael, Afilu Kol Shehen, Afilu Mei Gishamim Heim Harbe. Even if there's a lot of rainwater, but if the Mei Shvichus, if they fell first was the rainwater, and then was the Mei Shvichus, so the Mei Shvichus is Metami, the rainwater. So the Mei Gishamim are Makabal Tuma from the Mei Shvichus, which fell on them. So what's the difference? So some explain the difference, because we're talking about where the water fell into a kli, and therefore if the Mei Shvichus came first and then came the Mei Gishamim are not Mekabel Tumah, because he wasn't Machshiv them, because he knows that Noflim Hemla, this is brought by Kahati, Me'acha Sheyadash and Noflim Hemla Me'a Shofim V'namasimem, he knows they're going to be falling into the wastewater and they're going to become disgusting, so he doesn't want them to. He's not machshiv this water, and if he's not machshiv the megisham, they're not makabel tuma. So then it turns out that there's only the tum of mei shofchin, but not of the megishamim. So the megisham remains pure, and since there's more megishamim, it's batel barov. Avolim kadmu megishamim bekli. But if the megishamim come first in the kli, and he definitely wanted the megishamim to be there, it was definitely there with sono, since there were uyim letashmish. And they're Makabel Tuma from the Mei Shofchin. Because the water that you're Machshiv are Makabel Tuma. So here he was Machshiv this water because they fell into a clean Kli. Everything is good. He likes this rainwater. And then the Mei Shofchin came in. It's Metame, the Mei Gisham, even if it's Rov, Mei Gishamim. All you need is a mashihu of Mei Shvichus. But when it comes to the Mei Shvichus were first and the rainwater fell in, so they're not Mekabel Tuma, because you're not Machshiv the rainwater, and therefore it stays tar and it's Mevatel, the Mei Shvichus. However, if the water was Nesaf Bekarka, then the Mayim is Mechubarim, and it's not Mekabel Tuma. So we know that. Mayim Bekarka is not Mekabel Tuma. That's the way a lot of Rishonim hold, a lot of Mefarshim. The Rambam says that this din is noheg bein be bekelim and bein bekarkos, because the Rambam is l'shitaso that even Mayim Shebekarkos are Makabel Tumah. If he had a Ratzon that this water should go into the Karka. So, according to some Mefarshim, many of them, this is talking about going into a Kli, these halachas, but water, but in the ground there's no Tumah. According to the Rambam, it's even in the ground. In the Sefer Nachos Binyamin of Agon Rabbi Binyamin Saratskin, he writes, Perish HaRosh, Tam B'zeh Mishim Deim Kadmu Megisham L'Mei Shvichus Me'el D'Nitmu HaMegisham Adem Meishvichus. First came the Megisham, then the Meishvichus, the Meishvichus from Ratami, the Megishamim. One drop of this wastewater is going to be metame all the water. It's only if the meishvichus came first and not metame the meiraglayim, because the meigishamim don't have teres mashke. They ain't tlishas and latocha kli l'ratzon. That's the way we explain. That's the rush, because the tlisha is not l'ratzon. Shereyesh b'seicha kli meishvichus v'lo nicha b'nefilasim l'seicha kli. Because in the kli there's meishvichus and he doesn't want the meigishamim to fall into the kli, and the meila. They become they're not becoming tamei because he has no ratzon that they should be there. It's only nitma if it's nesaf there l'ratzon. And the Rush adds, that's all if it fell into a kli. Aval v'karka mechubarim ninu v'lo mekabli tuma. So if you have rainwater in the ground and then mei shofchin is poured into them, so then it doesn't matter because in the ground it's not mekabli tuma. B'chol ofin enu tumaim. Because Maim Shabakarka ain't a makablam tuma, Shalon Nitna Shulitzerich Dovra Tolush, Vim came Becholoif, and ain't Alamayim Elo Taurus Mashkin, the Kabbalah's tuma. So it was only for the ground, that's not the makabal tuma. However, the Rambam, Peruk Beis, Tumas Ochlin, Alacha Chavov writes, Me Shvichus Harei Mecheskes tuma. So this wastewater is a chazaka of tuma. We're not sure it's tuma, but it has a cheskes tuma. Yardu alayim, Megshamim, Ravu alayim, Harem Tahirim, Pchule, Bain Bekalim, Bain Bekarkos. So if there's more Megishamim, so then they are Tame, whether it's in the ground, or it's in whether it's in Kalim or in the ground. A Mosai, Bizman Shekadmu Me Shvichos, Avalim Kadmu Megishamim, Vyardu alayim, Me Shvichos, Hakol Tame. So this is only if first came the Meishvichus and then came the Megishamim, so you can say that the Rov Megishamim make a Tahor. But if first came the Megishamim and then the Meishvichus, every little bit of Meishvichus is going to be Matami the Megishamim, so the whole thing is Tame. Here the Nachlas Binyamin asks on the Rambam, since the Rambam says we're talking about Bein Bekarka, Bein Bekelim, so Mayim Shebekarka is not Makabel Tuma, and he says that it has to be then the Rambam Lishitasa later on Perek Tesvav Alach Aleph, that Mayim Shebekarka mistamin umetamin beratzin, that if a person has a ratzin for this Mayim in the Karka, so then they become Tame and they're Metame others. And therefore, since he poured into it Mei Shvichos, so that's the ratzin, and it's Metame, the Mayim, the Mei Shvichos, are Metame, the Mei Gishamim. And that the Rambam says, that im kadmu Mei Gishamim, Yardu l'toich and meishvichos nitmu, that's only if they fell baratzen. But otherwise, the megisham are not going to become tamei, and they're bakarka. So if he wants the meishvichos to go on the megisham in baratzen, so then they're tamei. But otherwise, they're not. It has to be l'ritzono. In the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalid, it says, Hatoref is gago. If one plasters his roof, I guess he gives his roof a lot of alcohol, his roof gets plastered. If he plasters his roof, והמחבס his ksuso, or launders his clothing, ויירדו עליהם גשמים, and rain fell on them. So he's machlik as satiach sha'al gago, he's plastering his roof, smoothing it out, and he pours on it mei shofchin, jermayim tmeim, and a person launders his garment, so mei hakvisa are also tamei like mei shofchin, and then rain fell on top of this garment or on top of this roof, and now you have from the roof or from the garment you have water dripping down. Im rov min hatamei, if rov hanotfim is min hamayim hatmeim, if most of the mixture is from the impure wastewater, then it's impure tamei. Im rov min hatar, but if most of it's tar, in other words, shevetchila hayu tipos dakos, like the Bartanura says based on the Tosefta, originally there were small drops, and then afterwards there were big drops, so we know that the rov is tar. Rov is coming from the mayim tahorim, then it's tar. And then mechtza lemechtza, tame. So if it's 50-50, half-half, it's impure, and the Tosis Chadashim says that you can't know exactly if it's mechtza lemechtza. So how are you going to get exactly half of this and half of that? So in the mail of these words were only put in the Mishnah because of the other Mishnahis, because they're in the other Mishnahis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hosifu linatef, if the volume of the dripping increased, if after rain fell on the roof or on the garment, and then the volume of the dripping increased, because originally the water was dripping at intervals and now it's dripping more steadily, drop after drop, so you know that this is made up of mayim tahorim. The megishamim, it became more. That's how you know if it's mostly megisham, says Rav Yehuda, if the volume of the dripping increased. Okay, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We did a little bit of Mishnah and the Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, and obviously there's so much more to say on these Mishnayas and many thousands of others. Mishpsocha ta'akalumo d'lelameit l'shmor v'lasos l'lekaimus kol divrei salmo torah subi'ahavo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.